And I'm going to turn it over to Connie for a lead on step three.
Hi, everybody. My name is Connie. I'm a grateful, tired, recovering COSA.
Hi, Connie.
But I am glad to be here. I had a very busy day today, so I really didn't have any idea what I was going to say tonight. I wrote down a couple of things, so this might be short and sweet. But I just want to share on my experience, strength, and hope on step three. And the first time I did step three, it kind of scared me because it said, made a decision to turn my life and will over the care of God as I understand him. And that seemed to me that once I made the decision, there was no turning back. What if I changed my mind? What if I didn't like it? And so I had a sponsor who suggested that instead of just making the decision one time, to make it a daily decision. And that was more manageable for me. I could decide every day whether I'm going to turn my life and will over. You can see that I'm kind of rebellious and I don't trust so easy. But that really worked for me. And so I learned in the mornings to do, you know, say, step one, I can't. Step two, God can. And step three, I think I'll let him. And that was, you know, my 1-2-3 dance. That's worked for me for a long while, 14 years in this program at least. So that was helpful with step three for me. Another part of step three was kind of deciding, like, what's my will and what's God's will? That was kind of confused to me a little bit. And if, you know, if I'm going to turn my will over to the care of God, I really figured that I really needed to maybe check in with my higher power once in a while. Just, you know, hey, it's me, Connie. And so I started in the morning doing that and having, like, just a time that I could actually check in with my higher power and actually really see what my higher power wanted me to do that day. And that required me to ask questions, and the most important part, which was the hardest part for me, was to listen for the answers, to take some time and really listen and figure out what my higher power really had in plan for me today and what I needed to do. I did come up with some things that I felt like good things were more God's will for me. So when I had that thought in my head, gee, I think it's a good idea to eat the whole chocolate cake, I'm thinking it's probably not his will. Because I think my higher power wants good things for me, that he wants me to grow and, you know, do well about with. So whenever in the beginning of COSA, when I set boundaries and they seemed impossible, like how am I going to keep these boundaries? Boundaries for me seemed really great when things were going well, but when boundaries were crossed, then how do I keep them? And I was able to recognize that it was my higher power's will for me that I keep boundaries because that's going to keep me safe. Learning how to do self-care, you know, I came to understand that is my higher power's will for me. So part of turning my will over to the care of God or my higher power is just recognizing that my higher power wants good things for me. And that was really helpful for me in many ways because a lot of my relationships, people didn't want good things for me. Sometimes I didn't have support for that. So I had to really, really think about it and know that my higher power would want good for me. So that was helpful. And then the whole trusting part, because if I'm going to do that, I've got to trust this higher power. So I remember being in therapy, and I don't remember what I was working on, but now I remember what I was working on. I was working on, my codependency figure, go figure. But taking care of my husband, taking care of my son. And my therapist had me do an exercise where I closed my eyes and I pictured, you know, my higher power's hands like this, just, you know, down and out. And I pictured myself putting my son into his hand. And then I pictured myself putting my other son in his hand. And then I pictured myself putting my husband in his hand. And then she said, now put yourself in his hand. And it was like, whoa! Like it was gone. The image was gone and I was like, whoa. And that was really telling for me that obviously there was some trust issues there. I definitely trusted him with my husband and my children, but for me to put my trust in his hand, like, I couldn't do. So I had to really work on that. And what I've come to realize is that, like with any relationships, it takes time. And trust takes time to build. And I just had to start doing it. I just had to start letting things go and trusting that my higher power had my back. Very hard to do when you're used to running the world and controlling the world. And as Claudia says, that was an illusion. But it seemed to really work in my world, so I don't know. But so I just had to start letting go, just really letting go. And I remember a really hard, hard time with my son, who's had a problem with drug addiction, and where I had to come to the time when I had to ask him to leave the house. He was over 18. I'd given him every chance and then in the world, because I had it down with my husband. You know, I he's an adult, and I got that one down, keeping my boundaries. But with my son, it was just harder. It just doesn't seem like a mother does that. And really trusting that my higher power had my back. I prayed. I asked questions. I knew it was the right thing to do. I knew I needed to trust my higher power and let my child go. And my higher power had my back. It was, I think my higher power knew I couldn't do it. If I was in a good place with my son, I needed to be angry. And one day I just had the feeling I should stop in at home. And he was at home and he had used. You could tell there was smoke in the house and he was high, and that was it. I was like, wow, this is disrespectful to beyond any degree. And I said, you have till the end of the week to get out. And I was strong. And I don't think I could have done it any other way. If we were in a good place, I just don't think I could have. And the greatest blessings happened after that, because my son hit his bottom. He figured out all this crap on his own that I'd been trying to tell him and trying to teach him and fix him and control him and do everything in my power. But as soon as I let go and trusted that my higher power had my back, things worked for him. I mean, they were hard, and he hit some bottoms, but, you know, he's in a good place today. And if I hadn't have done that, he would still today be on my couch doing nothing and me trying to, you know, fix him. So for me, it was a matter of just doing hard things and trusting that my higher power wanted good things for me, and doing good things for myself, like making boundaries and keeping boundaries. So that trust over time, it took time. So I've had a little formula that I use with my step three that I've used for years, and it works for me. So I always think of my higher power and myself like a team. So wherever I'm at, he's going to make up the difference, so to speak. So in the morning, kind of judge myself, like, hey, I'm at 50%. So higher power, I'm going to need like 50%, and together we make 100%. So some mornings I'm like feeling great, like I'm at 95, I'm at 98% higher power, you know, 2% today, you know, we're good. And then there have been other times where I'm at 2% and I need 98. And that's how it's worked for me. And I have learned that my higher power has really had my back. And this past month, month and a half. It's been really hard, and my percentages in the morning have been really low, like every morning. My husband had a relapse, and so we're going through a separation period and just a lot of things. And I just remember checking in every morning, 2%, 3%, 1%, 5%. And, you know, my higher power really showed up with the other percentages to make us 100% and got me through that hard time. And I've turned a corner, and I've noticed now my percentages are a lot higher in the morning. And it just gives me comfort that it doesn't, I shared last time about checking boxes, that I always thought in order to get God's love, I had to check all these boxes and do all these things, and then I could deserve His love. But it's just really manifest to me that my higher power is there for me, especially when I'm doing the hard things and when I'm doing the fun things and the good things. So step three for me is about a daily decision. I do make an overall decision, but I really take it down to a daily, I think I'll let you today. When I make that decision every day, every morning, I'm reminded. For example, today, you know, in my job, I'm over some interns, and you know, and my supervisor's been wanting me to cut them loose and let them fly, you know, and so I was like, okay, we're flying today, and oh my gosh, it was like mayhem, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, but I remembered I said I was going to let my higher power take care of me today, and I just stopped for a minute, and I just heard, you know, like, we're 100%, and it's going to be okay. And, yeah, a lot of crazy things happened today, but I just trusted that I made the right decision, and it all worked out. And my will would have been, no, I'm going to be with the interns every step of the way. I'm going to help them and make sure everything comes out neat and great so I don't have a big mess to clean up. And, you know, my higher power teaches me that that's not the way life is. I mean, He really likes it when we make messes, because that's when we learn. And my interns, I must say, learned a lot today, a lot. And I learned more than them today. So just little examples like that, how when I can, you know, go to step one, I'm powerless over it. I can't do it. I know you can, and I think I'll let you. And taking that one day at a time step to try to trust my higher power, that when I actually do it, I let go, he is going to be there, and He has my back. And sometimes I don't see it right away, but I always see it in the future.